CD 2.
As a matter of fact, said the senior wrangler, always ready with a handy fact, you can get a scorpion to...
Shut up, said the Arch-Chancellor.
But we can't have an undead wizard wandering around, said the Dean. There's no telling what he might take it into his head to do. We've got to put a stop to him, for his own good.
That's right, said Ridcully, for his own good. Shouldn't be too hard. There must be dozens of ways to deal with an undead.
Garlic, said the senior wrangler flatly. Undead don't like garlic.
Don't blame them. Can't stand the stuff, said the Dean.
Undead! Undead! Said the bursar, pointing an accusing finger.
They ignored him.
Yes. And then there's sacred items, said the senior wrangler. Your basic undead crumbles into dust as soon as look at them. And they don't like daylight. And if the worst comes to the worst, you bury them at a crossroads. That's surefire, that is. And you stick a stake into them to make sure they don't get up again.
With garlic on it, said the bursar.
Well, yes, I suppose you could put garlic on it,
the senior wrangler conceded reluctantly. I don't think you should put garlic on a good steak, said the Dean. Just a little oil and seasoning.
Red pepper is nice, said the lecturer in recent runes happily.
Shut up, said the Arch-Chancellor. Plop. The cupboard door's hinges finally gave way, spilling its contents into the room. Sergeant Colon of the Ankh-Morpork City Guard was on duty. He was guarding the brass bridge, the main link between Ankh and Morpork, from theft. When it came to crime prevention, Sergeant Colon found it safest to think big. There was a school of thought that believed the best way to get recognised as a keen guardian of the law in Ankh-Morpork would be to patrol the streets and alleys, bribe informants, follow suspects and so on. Sergeant Colon played truant from this particular school. Not, he would hasten to say, because trying to keep down crime in Ankh-Morpork was like trying to keep down salt in the sea, and the only recognition any keen guardian of the law was likely to get was the sort that goes, "Hey, that body in the gutter, isn't that old Sergeant Colon?" But because the modern go-ahead intelligent law officer ought to be always one jump ahead of the contemporary criminal, one day someone was bound to try and steal the brass bridge. And then they'd find Sergeant Colon right there, waiting for them. In the meantime, it offered a quiet place out of the wind where he could have a relaxing smoke and probably not see anything that would upset him. He leaned with his elbows on the parapet, wondering vaguely about life. A figure stumbled out of the mist. Sergeant Colon recognised the familiar pointy hat of a wizard.
"Good evening, officer,"
its wearer croaked.
"Morning, your honour."
"Would you be kind enough to help me up onto the parapet, officer?"
Sergeant Colon hesitated, but the chap was a wizard. A man could get into serious trouble not helping wizards.
"Trying out some new magic, your honour," he said brightly, helping the skinny but surprisingly heavy body up onto the crumbling stonework.
"No."
Windlepoons stepped off the bridge. There was a squelch. It is true that the undead cannot cross running water. However, the naturally turbid River Ankh, already heavy with the mud of the plains, does not, after having passed through the city, population 1 million, necessarily qualify under the term running, or for that matter, water. Sergeant Colon looked down as the waters of the Ankh closed again slowly. Those wizards, always up to something. He watched for a while. After several minutes, there was a disturbance in the scum and debris near the base of one of the pillars of the bridge, where a flight of greasy stairs led down to the water. A pointy hat appeared. Sergeant Colon heard the wizard slowly climb the stairs, swearing under his breath. Windlepoons reached the top of the bridge again. He was soaked.
"You want to go and get changed?" Sergeant Colon volunteered. "You could catch a death standing round like that." "Get your feet in front of a roaring fire, that's what I do."
Sergeant Colon looked at Windlepoons in his own private puddle.
"You've been trying some special kind of underwater magic, your honour," he ventured.
"Not exactly, officer."
"I've always wondered about what it's like under the water," said Sergeant Colon encouragingly. "The mysteries of the deep, strange and wonderful creatures. My mum told me a tale once about this little boy what turned into a mermaid. Well, not a mermaid.